here we go with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Hello, I am the Stretch RE. Thank you for being here. Thank you for looking out. Thank you to everyone who has kicked down at the Buy Me a Coffee. I appreciate the hell out of you guys. Things are crazy and everything is helping right now. I have an update on what is going on with the burned out post-fire house, and that is pretty cool. I'll tell you and then I'll give an explanation. We are getting cleaned up probably in the next week or two. They've called us and notified us that we are about to get cleaned out. And that means they're going to come in bulldozers and absolutely rake out our property. And then we can go through the building permit process and the at some point start the rebuild. So that's really good news. Now, here's the bad part. We are using the Army Corps of Engineers, which I have talked mad smack about, but I've talked mad smack about everyone in the... If the city of LA would give me money right now, I would take money from them, and I hate them, and I hate Gavin Newsom and all that, but I would accept funds from them, so call me a hypocrite, but I'm looking out for myself right now. And here's the reason we went with the Army Corps of Engineers, and it is this. It really seemed in the political quagmire that is this fire that they were kind of, for lack of a better word, cock-blocking the contractors that were not working for them. So the city and the state were like not giving them... There was a point where they could get permits, contractors could get permits to go in and do cleanup, and then there was no landfill anywhere that would take anything from them. They would only take... The contaminated, remember, this is all toxic debris, could only be dumped by the contractors for FEMA, which is the Haggerty guys. And it's like, wait a minute. And then I know the one guy, you'll see me share his videos a lot on my Instagram feed. He's got a company and he's doing all this. And they'll do it technically for cheaper. But in the end, either way, our insurance is paying this. We're not, but like I said, they advertised this was free. It is not free. They're going to bill our insurance for it. And our insurance, anything that comes out of the insurance, comes from the Policy Max and does affect our rebuild. So it's quite literally some BS, but we just got to get done to get to the next phase and just try to get... We're trying... What we want is our lives back to normal as rapidly as possible. So there you go. And then that being said, I have more updates on the home front. And that is, we are moving into an apartment here in about... We could start moving as soon as next week, but probably 2 weeks till we get in there. And then we go. My wife is very particular about everything, if you know anything about my wife, except for who she marries. But as furniture and stuff, she has a very distinct style of whatever. I don't know if you ever saw any videos filmed inside my house, but everything was shabby chic. What does that mean? It's shitty and old, but is real expensive. That's what that means. But my wife loved that stuff. I don't know if the new house will have the same style, but that's what the old house had. And crap was expensive. But we are... gonna be into the apartment, and then we're gonna get it. And I'm not kidding. I saw today a 40. My wife will shoot me, but I saw a $48 couch on Temu, and I damn near bought it. It was like, now you can order a mattress through the mail, and it comes, and you're like, that's a mattress. That's a queen size mattress, and it's a box that's like a, 5 foot long, 1 foot by 1 foot. Square, and you're like, wait a minute, how's that work? And then the damn thing self-rises. They just suck all the air out of it. It's basically like a type of foam. They have a couch like that on Temu, and I want to buy it so bad. I so badly want to buy it, but my wife will shoot me. Plus, she'll hate it because she won't like the color or the style, or I can't win with her, so I'm going to let her do this. I just am smart to stay out of it, so that's what I'm doing. But we will have that coming here very soon. And then I will, and then if the house gets cleaned out, that's going to be great. I'm just, it's time to move forward and, yeah, hopefully get a rebuild. They keep saying 3 to 5 years till we get back into our house. That is a long time. I know this. I don't want to be the first one back. I don't want to live in a neighborhood because it was annoying living there in the first place. Palisades is a neighborhood that started off. My house is one of what you would call the original houses of the Palisades. It's a beautiful bluff area near, you know, very near the beach. You could hear the ocean from my yard. We were right there, probably as the crow flies, less than a quarter mile to the beach, and it's just right there. And it was freaking cool. But what happened is it became upscale, and then they went up on the top of the hill. All the original houses were on the bluffs. That's my house was down on the bluff area. And then they started buying those and smashing them and building big houses, buying them, smashing them, build houses. And then there were just very few original houses left. I had original houses on one across the street from me and one on each side of me on the to the left and to the right. There was still, it was about 50-50 on my street, but they were going. And every time somebody sold, you're like, well, here comes a year of construction because they would smash the house immediately and build up a big giant house. And one of the, and the two houses that survived on my entire street were both brand new houses, like built within the last year or two with better materials and mostly concrete and cement, whatever. And that really made a difference in surviving those fires. So, and then like my next door neighbor, his, this is how insane it is. He was an old guy in his 70s and his mother just died a year or two ago. He lived there with his mother up until a year or two ago when his mother passed away way into her 90s. And I would talk to him, and his mom and dad bought that house brand new for $27,000 back in the day. And it was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, tiny little house. And that's what, and it had a wood shingle roof on it still. That's how old it was, and that's how dangerous it was. And it had a wood shingle roof. And he has said, I'm too old. I don't have time for this crap. I'm selling the burnout lot. So he will not be there when we return. And there's going to be a lot of houses, and a lot of people are selling their lots, and it's going to be a different neighborhood. And I think there's going to be a lot more really big effing houses on that street before it's all said and done. But it sucked always being around construction. There was always construction crews working, and that is annoying on the weekend. I can't imagine when it's going to be construction for the next 5 years. I can't imagine what that neighborhood's going to be like. So I don't want to be the first person back. I don't. Like, the first people back are going to be miserable. I mean, it'll be great. Hey, I have my house. Hammer, saw, 7 o'clock in the morning every day. Granted, I'm already at work at 7, but, oh, man. It's something. It's actually having progress is uplifting, if that makes any sense to you guys. Just knowing, hey, they're going to come clean out everything I own and throw it in a truck and dump it in a landfill is uplifting, if you can believe that, where I am mentally at this point in time. And I'm still have weird moments of sadness, and I'll still think about, here's a weird one. I have the iHeart app on my phone, and sometimes I'll listen to the Big 49 through the iHeart app or whatever, just listen to my car, you know, my phone through my car radio. And I hadn't turned the iHeart app on in a very long time. And I clicked on it this morning in the car, and it was on Christmas music. That's how long. So it had been somewhere, I'm guessing December, the last time I'd used my iHeart app, and Christmas music came on. And I heard it, and it made me incredibly sad, because that's the last memory of my house. We had just finished Christmas. I literally had put, 3 days before the house burned down, I had just put away all of the Christmas decorations. I had just cleaned that up, and I love Christmas. It's a thing for me. I'm a weirdo. I love Christmas, and I love decorating, and I have always, to this day, I still buy Christmas decorations, like I always add to it. The collection's always growing, and there's always more and more stuff to put out. And then there's so much sentimental stuff to that that was part of when my daughter was little, my son was little, things that we had and memories that you have attached to those that just makes it. And I heard Christmas music this morning in my car, which was random that I had Christmas music on, but it actually bummed me out and made me sad. So you never know. It's a weird thing going through this. Then how about last night, the damn tornado hitting Pico Rivera? That's right next door to where I am now in Downey at my parents' house. And that happened last night, and the rain was coming down so hard last night, it kept waking me up. It was weird. Weird, weird, weird. Weather is weird. Let's look at this. We have, if a tornado would have hit my parents' house last night, I would have just said, all right, that's it. I'm done. What am I doing wrong, God? What is happening? I would have given up. I would have. I have all the faith in the world, but I think that might have just done me in. Be like, really? My house burned down. Everything is gone. And then we have a tornado hit. But thank God it didn't hit here. But it did some damage, knocked over some trees, knocked some things around over in Pico. That was crazy. I am glad it did not hit here, but it did wake me up that, and it was a weird noise. I don't know if it was the tornado went over the house or what it was, but boy, was it really loud last night outside this window. And the way my bed is, there's an air conditioner right next to the head of the bed. Like, if I turn the air conditioner on, it's going to blow right on my head within a foot. That's how close the AC is to the bed in here. And I heard the rain hitting the metal AC on the outside of the window. It's all, you know, a wall unit or a window unit, I mean. And that is crazy. Other fun things from living with my parents, which is awesome, is I have my dad, who is a big complainer, a big, big complainer, especially about food. And I put this on Instagram, but it's worth telling. So I come home and I'm in there and I'm getting ready to walk ice. And my dad says, those goddamn sweet potato chips you bought taste like shit. And I'm like, I didn't buy any sweet potato chips. Yes, you did. And they taste like shit. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Because I do go to the store and I still buy all the snacks that I would normally buy for the house at home. I still do all that. And I bring it here and I just put it in there. And there's an area here for snacks and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, no, I didn't. But right where the snacks are where I also put all of the dog treats. And then I go, yeah, those tasted like shit because they were dog food. I went and got the bag, and it says clear as day on the bag, sweet potato chips for dogs. God, it's the funniest thing that's happened in a long time. That was awesome. And he told me, well, those things are so goddamn bad, your dog wouldn't even eat them when I came to him. Oh, that was a crack up. Funny, funny, funny. Yeah, that was the best thing that's happened all week. Ah, boy. Mr. Iceberg's in here. We are on a Friday night here, or a Thursday night here at the house. And as soon as I get done with the podcast, we are going for a walk. I have noticed something, though, that is people in Downey are afraid of the dog park at night because it's right up against a riverbed and it's really pitch black back in the corner of the park and people don't go there at night. And I've been having it all to myself because now that the time changed, I've gone over there before dark and there's always people in there and me and my dog are both assholes. So that's a bad combo. So Ice loses out on the dog park when there's people there, I got to say, and they're like, oh, look, and they turn their dogs loose and like bring their dog over. I'm like, hey, my dog's not friendly. Get out of here. Or I'll have him in there loose and they'll come and open the gate and I'll be like, let me grab my dog before you come in here because he's going to try to fuck yours up. He's a dick. Sorry. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. He's the sweetest boy. I trust him with me. I don't trust him with someone, with a stranger or with someone else's dog. I think he would come up, play nice, and then effing bite a person or a dog. And then I get sued. Even though he wears a vest that says, do not pet. Very clear. I'm an a-hole. If they had a like a sticker for his vest that said, "I am an asshole. Beware. Beware of me." I would put that on his vest. And then I would laugh at him. Oh, he just gave me dirty side eye. He knows I'm talking about him. Still going through about 3-4 dog toys a week, which is good because they're lasting about a week. He, for whatever reason, today he had a good chewing day, and he went through, it looks like, 3 of his toys today. So, but also he chews aggressively on them all the time, and then so it was today when they broke down, and he was able to rip them apart, and then he swallows and eats the rubber pieces of them. So you got to throw them away because he's a butt munch. But yeah, he got through 3 of them today that ended up in, we had to throw in the trash. I got home, I saw those. It was like, yeah, those are in the trash, in the trash, in the trash. But I'll go back to Marshalls and Ross and buy more this weekend. That is my thing. I love that. Is my favorite, like, you want to call it pet owner hack right now. And that is just getting those dog toys from Marshalls and Ross. You save so much money. Even at Walmart, which is awesome, they don't have great quality. Walmart doesn't have a single dog toy that ice can't destroy in minutes. They don't have anything really heavy duty. They've got the great ones because it's stuff that didn't sell at the pet store or whatever, probably because they were too expensive, like $25 hard rubber chews and things like that. And they'll take him, like I said, about 4 to 5 days, and then he'll destroy them. But it's freaking crazy how, what a good deal it is to go over there. I also put on my feed, it was funny, I got a remark back from who I was just talking about in the last podcast, which was the fitness trans girl, Gabby Tuft, who I still love her videos. They're freaking great. There's so much knowledge in there. And every now and then I'll see one and I'll be like, this is great. And I'll forward it onto my timeline so people can check it out. Because I think I've never not watched something she's done and not learned something. Knows a lot about artificial sweeteners, and I can tell you she preaches, do not mess with seed oil. Like, if you have the healthiest food, something you think is a really healthy snack, and it says has sunflower oil, grapeseed oil, whatever oil, negative, negative, negative. That is not good. It is bad, 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 and she'll break it down for you. Also, I know from her videos, the artificial sweetener that she likes is one called allulose. It doesn't have any of the cancer causing effects that the others do. And it also acts as a, appetite, suppressant. So it kind of helps you curb your appetite, your cravings, and it's hitting your sweet tooth at the same time. It's good stuff. So that's another one to look out for. It's called allulose. Like I say, don't take it from me. This is all Gabby stuff that I learned from watching her videos, and they're awesome. So she is up there as well. On X, I'm just seeing all the political. It's crazy how I forgot how politically charged the country becomes when Trump is in power. And I went through it before. It's the same thing. Nothing's different from this time and the last time. But it's just like, oh, yeah, this is... people lose their effing minds when this happens, but we will see. Food tip. I had someone at work told me about this place and they said, yeah, there's one in Downey. And I'm like, what? And I had it tonight for dinner. It was called Los Pollos and it's a small chain. There's not many of them. But you can go, there's a lot of them, but it's not like McDonald's or anything. And basically, what I would say is it's a really quality version of El Pollo Loco. And the chicken is rotisserie instead of flame grilled. And it was really good. I got it tonight on the way home. And the weird thing is I tried to get it last night. Hold on, I'm going to cough and I don't have a cough button. Ah, God. I tried to buy it last night on my way home and I stopped and I went in and I ordered. And the lady says, whatever, $50-whatever. And I give her my debit card. And she goes, oh, and she runs it. And then she goes, oh, the system's down. You have to pay cash. And I'm like, I don't have cash. Where's an ATM? There's a bank across the street. So I have to go out across Paramount Boulevard to the other side of the street and get try to get cash out of the ATM. And then the ATM says, unable to complete transaction. So then I'm like, that's weird. So there's another bank about a block up, and I walk up to that bank, and then it says the same thing. And I'm like, oh, crap. I immediately think someone has hacked my account. I pull out my credit card, and I try to get cash off my credit card, which you can do, and it says the same thing. So now I'm like, what is happening? And I'm paranoid, so I jump in my car and run to my bank, which is a couple miles away, and immediately took money out, and everything was fine. So I think maybe that corner was having like an internet outage or something, and nothing was working for credit cards because it was weird. And everything was fine, and there was no weirdness on my account or anything like that. And I did that. So I tried to do it last night, but tonight I did it, and we ended up with a chicken. They also have chicken enchiladas and chicken tacos, and I got the enchiladas. I got some of those, and they were good, but they were really big. Like the ones you get at Northgate, which I love, are small, and there's not much filling in them. And this filling also had a lot more, like a huge chunk of potato in it. Like it had a lot more chunks of veggies, and it's just all, you know, fresh cut stuff. And it was good. I really liked it. And then we got beans and rice. I don't eat the beans. My parents liked the beans. They said they were really good. The tortillas were pretty good. And all in all, I liked it. And it's called Los Pollos. If you have one around you, check it out. It's best to describe it. It's a better version of El Pollo Loco. And roughly around the same price, really, because I bought a family meal plus six. It ended up being $60, but I got a family meal and I got six tamales on top of that. So, and they were all good. I liked everything I got. Ah, boy, good times. I am really tired. I'm very excited that the weekend is here. I am a little pissed at Mean Spira Lady, not going to lie. Shout out to my friends at Spira. You can go to Spira.com and get 10% off with the code FIT10 at checkout, as always. But I'm getting a little sick of going into their showrooms and like, oh, this is a cool shoe. I want this shoe. And then her saying, oh, yeah, that's a sample. We haven't made that yet, or that's not out yet, or that'll be a year. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell? Happened again. I was in their showroom again this week. I didn't film it this time. And was like, hey, I like this shoe. Yeah, we don't have that. Well, I like this shoe. I went through like four shoes that I found that were like, this is awesome. I want to do this and put it on the website. And they didn't have it. So I did not get those. I have, by the way, half of all the shoes I own right now are Spira's. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they are. My shoe collection is growing already, though. Rapidly growing. It's just nice. I'm happy to be getting my stuff back. And we'll be in the apartment soon. And ice is most likely just going to stay here. And then I'm going to bring them home as much as I can to the apartment when I'm there. Like on the weekends and stuff. Be like a parent. It's like having a divorce. Poor ice dog. I could never abandon ice. I have, and that's another thing I'm sharing a lot. If you guys see my Instagram feed, I'm posting a lot of dogs that need adoption, rescue dogs. And because I'm doing that, I'm getting fed them nonstop from all of the animal shelters and rescues. And then some days I can't even go on. I won't even go on Instagram because I start to go on there and it just bums me out. I love animals so much and they deserve so much better than humans, and humans are so unworthy of dogs, especially. I see the life that these dogs get and the mistreatment that they get from people. And then people that you'll see a dog that's been with a family for 7 or 8 years. And then they're like, yeah, we don't want it anymore. We're, you know, it's just too expensive or whatever it is. Some lame ass excuse. And they'll turn the dog in. And then the dog will be in the shelter just shaking because it's so traumatized and scared. And, you know, it's like being in jail for them. And then all the barking, 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 and they can't sleep and they can't rest. And they're so upset they won't eat. And then some of them just sit in the corner and with their face in the corner like they're in timeout because They're just so heartbroken. It kills me. It kills me. I have you, big dummy. You don't know how lucky you are. But I love my dog. He is a sweet-hearted dog, even though he is not the best-behaved dog. He's got a good heart, and I will tell you this. He has got my back. He is ride or die for the stretch, that is for sure. And I don't think anyone's going to mess with me when Iceberg is there, because they're going to get an ass full of ice. Oh, boy. All right, it is running up out of time. I'm going to get up out of here and go walk the big dog, and I will talk to you guys again on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Have a great weekend.